It is still dark, a nip in the fresh air, as he leaves his house, backpack over his shoulder, trombone case in his left hand. At the end of his street, he looks to his right, where a half mile away he can see the fog of the Atlantic, dark and endless. His eyes invariably move to the house by the ocean, perched up on the hill, the haunted mansion that, even from a distance, scowls at him. No one ever leaves alive the house at 7 Ocean Drive. A shiver runs through him. He shakes it off and turns left, moving north on Ocean Drive. He alternates the trombone case between his left hand and his right because it's heavy, and he doesn't want it to affect his performance today. He perks up as he approaches the school from the south end. The morning air begins to warm, a refreshing break in the chill. The sun peeks through the treetops. Leaves of assorted colors dance in the wind. He stifles the instinct to skip along like an eager little boy. But he's no little boy. It's not like he's 8 or 10 anymore. He's the first one here, just as he planned, alone with an acre of grass, nothing but an expanse of open field leading up to the baseball diamond and playground to the south of the brick building. No trees, no shrubbery, no brick walls, nothing for the length of half a football field at least. He turns toward the woods on the east side and finds his perch. He opens the trombone case and removes the rifle, already fully loaded. He holds the rifle in his hands and takes a deep breath to calm his nerves. His heartbeat is at full throttle, catching in his throat, bringing a tremble to his limbs. He looks at his Star Wars watch, which he is wearing over his Halloween costume. The first bell, the warning bell, will come soon. Some of the students will arrive early, congregating near the back door, dispersing into their little cliques or tossing a football or frisbee around. The playground equipment for the younger kids. But it's not the younger kids he wants. He looks back at his watch, where Darth Vader tells him the time is drawing near. He wanted to dress up today as Darth, fitting for the occasion, but too clunky with the oversized helmet. Visibility through the rifle scope was nearly impossible when he tried it out. He loses himself in his thoughts, in his fantasies, in the dancing leaves, and suddenly time has crept up on him. They are arriving. Small kids holding their parents' hands, bouncing with animation. Older ones walking together, Superman and Batman and Aquaman, vampires and clowns, kittens and bunnies, Cinderella and Snow White and Tinkerbell, Pocahontas and Woody from Toy Story, Ronald Reagan and Simba from The Lion King, and Mr. Spock. And the oldest ones at the school, the juniors and seniors, a few of them with some obligatory face paint or semblance of costume, but generally too cool to dress up like their younger classmates. Showtime, he says. He heard that word in a cable movie he wasn't supposed to watch and thought it sounded cool. His body temperature jacks up beneath his costume. Showtime, he says again as he raises his rifle, but this time he finds his voice, strong and confident, and then everything changes, like the flip of a switch inside him. A sense of calm sweeps through him, itself exhilarating. Look at him. Look at him patiently walking out from the tree cover, rifle raised, aiming and firing and clicking in the next round, aiming and firing and clicking, aim, fire, click, while he walks toward the unsuspecting masses. The pop of the rifle, with each pull of the trigger, is the most invigorating sensation he's ever felt. Jimmy Traeger howls in a combination of pain and surprise as his back arches and he staggers to the ground. Roger Ackerman, that asshole, clutches his arm and tries to run but stumbles into the leaves. Visible in the clearing now, he drops to one knee to steady himself as screams and cries fill the air, as 50, 60 kids scatter in all directions like cockroaches, bumping into one another, tripping over one another, dropping their school bags and covering their heads, unsure initially which way to run, heads whipping in all directions, only knowing they should run, run, run. By the trees, one parent yells. The parking lot, cries another. He fires and clicks in the next round. Aim, fire, click, while panic propels the population of students like a strong gust of wind. Their squeals are like music. Their terror is his oxygen.